Let's take the 12th Sherish in the top. Okay, again. I just started again just to get you into it. And I'll do as much as I can. We'll see how much we get into it. Okay? Okay. Asheris Hashneim also. Shein Roy Limnois Chelke Hamalocha Me'amalochas. It means Chelke Hamase or something like that. Chelke Shebo Hatzivui. And here the word Tzivui is real. Okay? It's a Tzivui, which is the Ram has the word Amma. That's the real word, a real bona fide sivui. But he's talking about siyosam kocheli v'cheli b'fnei atzvoi. On the chalokim, there is a tzivui. And you call it something called a ma'aseh. And the mitzvah is the ma'aseh, but not each of the asiyos. But we'll see that he calls it a ma'aseh afterwards. Your dua. And this Shanach probably Shepomim probably should be. Shepomim Nitztavinu. Now here is the big thing. Nitztavinu is Nisra, Sra, and in the original Arabic. And after discussion with Rav Korach, Shlita, we decided that a better translation would be not she nitztavinu, but shehoir alonu. And this is the shirano, the hora'ah. So here you get almost shell shocked because he started the line before at the beginning of the shirish, and he said clearly we're talking about a tzivui. Then, when he starts talking about it, he talks about a law. And we'll see about this. Everything will be okay. No problems. Okay? V'achre came.
What's the hemshich of lasos? I have here
lasos.
It's Tavino lasos. It's a
hurrah,
so it's not shaykh lasos.
No, it's Tavino amasim and amasim. There's a hurrah on the maisim and amasim. This is, we'll see, it's like the Maisa Ula, the Maisa Chatos, the Maisa Oshom. We'll see, okay? And we'll see further, okay? Yodua, Shepomim, Nitztavir, Shehulonu, Amaasim, and Amaasim, which, Ba'amama, that should be, could be, La'asais, Kapachu, translated, La'asais, Maisa Mesuyim. Okay? It's a hurrah, lasis maisa mesuyim. Okay?
So there's a different hurrah than tumah and the other
hurrah. We'll see. I'm going to talk about it and go through everything. Well, you know, I'm not, you know, you give me, you know, okay. Say that. Okay, now. The achre came, yaschil hakosuv, Levayir Echus Hamaase, Vyevayir Hashem, Shezocho Vyoim Alma Hukoil. Okay? It means that it's going to tell you basically what all the chalokim of this Maase are about. Okay? Im Kain, Ein Roi, Shiyimne, Kol Tzivui. And here it's Amar again. And here it's real tzivui. So you're basically shell-shocked. You think, you know, how can, you know, it's ech kamo chaykim, and you see it's mamish, everything we push it, and it's the way you have to write it, okay? Called tzivui, shebo b'isa b'yo mitzvah v'nei asmoi, okay? Then he's going to mention an example, kamo vasali mikdash, okay? Which is going to be a problem, because Vasili Mikdash is the Chatzivui Muchlat. it's not a Shana B'chal. Okay. Okay. We're okay. It's a good start. Okay. So, you know. So now we'll get to go to work. Okay. Now. So let me just start before we start. You see, just to give you the part of the secret, a way to make it simple. And we'll talk about this a little bit more. I'll explain it to you, go back and forth about this. What you have over here is the conglomerate of many bona fide tzivuyim. But the overarching tzivuy is not formula in the Torah. It's just a hero. And what you end up doing is not counting the tzivuyim, which are on each individual ma'isa, because they're chelke, a ma'isa, but you count the hero as the mitzvah. Okay? Now, just before we move on to try to explain it, you'll see this in the words now. Okay? Hashir is a shnei ma'isa, shnei roi linnois, chelke a ma'isa ma'isa, shebo a tzivuy ba'siyosam. On the chalakim, there certainly is a tzivuy. Okay? Yedua, shepoma mitztavinu, that's the hira, al maisim and a maisim, and the maisa godol, on the overarching maisa. That's a shirana. V'achkach yaschal kosel v'vaya eichos ha-maase. You know, what it consists of. V'yivaya Hashem shezocha v'yoyim ha-mahu kailo. What does it include? In Cain, in Roy Shiyimne, called Tzivui. What are we talking about? The Chelke Amaisa. Are they bona fide Tzivuyim? The answer is yes. And that's exactly what the Rambam has, the Amar. Okay? Shebo B'yoysa B'yu, Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmoy. Okay? So now, there's no problems over here. Every word in its proper place, even though a minute ago was Echka Mechaki Meni. Right now, it's correct. Okay? And L'chayri, it's Mamashiach, he said it, didn't say anything. Correct? Because there's no tzivui in the Torah about to do the oila. The Torah gives you the hira and the b'yechas ha-maisa. When you come to Chattas, it's the same thing. And when you come to Oshim, it's the same thing. Okay? The Torah might say, Zeis Teres Oshem, and then it will explain. Or Zeis Teres Achatos. We'll see. Correct? So that's the Hira, and that becomes the Mitzvah, and the Chelke Amaisa, and the Torah says that you should do, this Kobor, you should the Zrika, and the Shrik, the Torah, see more about it.
The Torah says sometimes if you do a certain maaser and Hashem, so the heavy, this is what you do, you maybe the Hashem.
Yeah, but it doesn't say, but this is one, no. You're making him, this, what you said, every word you said is correct, but it mamish is I'll use this as a ploy to explain we're talking about something else. The Rambam here, so you gave a heavy as Hashem over here. Are we talking about the Havo, the Chiyu, Havo Sakom? Or we're talking about something else, B'chal? And the answer is, we're talking about something else, B'chal. Because if you remember, okay, you might have, you have a mitzvah in the Torah about the Havo Tmidim, you have a Milsef, all the various Korbonos, which you have Chiyu V'Havo, and the Torah says a Chiyu V'Havo on it, they're separate mitzvahs. Hear what the Torah is telling you, and what the Rambam learns, which is an amazing thing, that the Maisa Chatos is a mitzvah fnei atzmo, independent of the time you might have to bring a pahel dovah shel tzibur, or you have to bring this korban or that korban. The Rambam has separate mitzvahs about it, and that's what's going on. Is that the behavior, Asha? Okay.
I mean, binosaf to Havius Oshem is.
I don't know. There might be a mitzvah. Whether there is a mitzvah of Havius Oshem, we'll see exactly the thing. But this is not. It's the Maisa Chatos. It's the Maisa Eila. It's the Maisa of correct, okay? That's what we're talking about over here. And the Torah tells you in the Chelkei HaMaaseh, it consists of a Shechita, a Zrika. We'll see exactly which ones you count, which you know, it might be the Haktorasim, the Evolim, Agavim, Mizbeach, the all the Kohanim. Okay? And when you talk about Chatos, you can talk about Miku Shtifa, the Shvius Kli Cheres, Asher Tevushu Boy. And also put this under Maisa Chatos. Okay? Does that clarify this a little bit? And that's what the vision is called, the Maisa. It's a very nebulous term. Okay? Now we're going to get started. So this, is clarity over here. We know what we're trying to talk about. And in fact, later we'll see in the Sherish that it calls Chalitza. The Maisa Chalitza. This thing that there's a Kriyas HaParsha and a V'Omar, not Kriyas HaParsha, he says V'Omar, the Chafatzti, and there's a Rekika, right? And there's a Chalitza. So he calls that the Maisa Chalitza. Okay? There's a Maisa Chalitza, and he makes Binyan HaMikdash also a Maiseh. Consists of all the different parts that consist. We'll see exactly how he does this and what's going on. That is some clarity before we get started. Okay? Is that clear now? Okay. So the Shrana and the thing and the Lust and the Maiseh. You know, there's a lot of new things going on. But if once you know, and well, you know, it takes a while to get it, and especially if you try to get it on your own. But once you have it, it's there, you know, it's in front of your eyes, correct? Okay, now that we have that, let's continue. Okay, now I want to start slowly, okay? So on the Maasim and Amaasim, or the Maasim Mesuyim, which Yedua, she Po'omim, Nitztavino, Amaasim and Amaiso, the Maasim Mesuyim, he's very clear that it's a Shorano, it's a Hiro. Okay? The problem is, and he's trying to say on this, when you have the Maaseh, the various Chalokah might have a Tzivui, and the Torah tells you what it is, but the overarching Maaseh is a Shorano. Correct? And that's what's going on here. So the amazing thing of Esai is the first example, he says, Kimo, which is like the last example you would have brought. And I'll explain to you that's also okay. Believe that, I don't know if we'll get to it today, we'll see what we'll do, okay? But you see the challenge over here. Kimo, Omroi, it's in the Pasuk. The Osuli Mikdosh, Shizeh Mitzah Se Achas Mikola Mitzvahs. The Osuli Mikdosh is the Mitzvah. Who she then, he does something, which, you know, okay, I'm not interested in this now. He starts giving you, like, almost a Merin Nevuchim over here to explain what is going on, what is Mitzvah about. Sheh bayis muchon, or you can have a translation, bayis miyuad, or I think kapach, what's his translation?
She'el
of ponim, okay. And then the next line, yavoi lovach v'chagogu, is mamash a disaster. And that translation, we'll see about that, okay. He says saya, something like that. I'll talk about the side of this word. This is a Mary word. This is the, you know, if you really want to know, this is the word in, it's used, it's part of the something they do in the Arabs do it sometimes when they're running around in Mecca. It's also, but this is not what he has in mind over here, okay? Ubo ti'akova, ubo, Ubo yiyu ikimu tzimoad. That's aliyah l'regel. That's okay. V'achkach bo l'tayich halokah v'ech yaseh. V'ech, v'ein roi shim nekol ma'ashnem v'yosisa v'yosu. They talk about the kalim, whatever. I don't know if it's the olim. He talks about the mizbach apnimi, the mizbach achitzain, the shulchan and the menorah. Okay, all the parts of the mikdash says we also. Okay, v'al derech hazeh bi'atzmo yelecho inyan bekomonis and this column v'vayikom. V'zeh ki ha-mitzvah achas hi klal ha-melocha is the whole ma'isa, the conglomerate of the whole ma'isa mitu'eres b'chol minu mimin ha-kabonis v'amosh b'zeh oyla. And then he goes on, this oyla chata, he goes through all of them, okay? But the comparison, the moshul of the osali mikdosh, which is a bona fide tzivui, what does he want here? Okay? And we have to ask ourselves what the issue is, and we'll talk about this a bit to Shem. You know, what's between this and Cherishit Aleph, which you're talking about Chalokim, okay? But he has a different word for it. There it's called, in Cherishit Aleph, it's Chalkei HaMitzvah, and here it's called Chalkei HaMaisa. Even the mitzvah is the Maasa, correct? And everything so far is okay? We're okay with, I don't know. That's what it says, right? It sounds also like, you know, it sounds almost gibberish, but, you know, this is what the words seem to say, correct? Okay. Weiter.
Here it has nothing to do with markers, markers.
That's, I'm going to talk about all this. See, I understand that. We're going to talk about the differences and we'll try and explain it, okay? I understand. That's what I'm here for, correct? Because the word, as I'll say, I'll say it again, I just want to say it in the Suda, but he doesn't talk about market in the market. He doesn't use the word tach, doesn't use these words here. Correct? So we have to understand what we're talking about. And what's the issue over here, and why is a different issue over there, and what's happening. Correct? Always a fair, that's fair. Correct? So we have this problem that the min binyan which will come to, that's not now, just what we do in regard, that binyan ha-mikdash, l'cheira, which is the first example, there is a tzivur ha-keilo, which is v'osli mikdash. In the other cases, there's not a tzivur ha-keilo. You extrapolate from all the various things together. There's one general thing called whatever it happens to be. Ma'is oila, ma'is chatas, whatever. Okay, but there is no ma'isa, there's no tzibur koil. But the mitzvah is the ma'isa. But it's ma'isa means that the mitzvah is the ma'isa, means it's only hayra. The minyan ha-kotzer doesn't use the word tzivui, says ma'isa ha'oila, shenema imoila korbonoi. That's asei samar gimel. Asei samar dalit. Ma'aseh achatos, shenema zeis teres achatos. Samachay, you can probably see it over here. The minyan ha-kotzer. The minyan ha-kotzer you have in the bottom. Samachay. Ma'aseh oshom, shenema v'zeis teres oshom. Samach vav. Ma'ase zevach hashlomim. You see in the bottom of the minyan ha-kotzer there. Shenema v'zeis teres zevach hashlomim. Ma'ase ha-mincha. Shenema v'nefesh kisakiv kol mincha. V'nefesh kisakiv kol mincha. Okay. He says, if he comes, no, that's the ma'ase. That is the ma'ase of mincha. Now, that's your question. What's Shrana? Is this the same thing as Haforos Nedorim? and the mitzvah's tumah, which the Rambam calls a shirana, or something different going on here? Okay. See, there, inside the hay, if you remember, the Rambam in Tirgum Kapach says the reason why they're in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, these Shranas, how a perish HaKos of Oisai, the Osak Biprota Hilchosov. Remember there, inside the hay? So, is this the impression, reading Sherish Yudbeis, that Maisa Chatos and Maisa Oilo, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because she Osak HaKos of she perish versus akosu, you know, that perish akosu voisai, the osa akosu potil choisav, that's what the Rambam's presenting over here. Correct? So I think the comparison of this, Tafores the dog and Tuma, is probably a mistake. But he's very clear, and you can see how clear it's a mistake, because the Ram says in mitzvah tzadihei, when if shetzivonu lodun baforis ledorim kloima hateri sherenu, that's where I'm going to translate it, hateri sherenu bedini ma'im ve'eno inyish nischayv lehof al kaponim. And probably Zeh, and you probably should not have him, it should be Tovim Mimeno or something like that. What does he say? That thought, I have a translation probably in the, what do you call it again? It's Haven, but it doesn't make any sense. Tovim, the Haven doesn't make any sense. Tovim, Tovim Mimeni, Kol Zman Shetashmini Moine Din Echod Min Adinim Ki Ein Tzivu Pula Minapulus Behechach, the Omnom Mitzvahi, Heyoisenu Mitzuvim, Shenodun Bedin Zer Bedovaze. Okay? So, Otta the Mitzvah, it's either the Din or the Mitzvah is Lodun, right? Is that in any way reminiscent of Maisa Chatos, Maisa Ulo, Maisa Oshom? I mean, yeah. Even a poem, you know, unless he really, it's nothing to do, correct? Okay, I want it to be so clear that I don't want to say anything, correct? So we have a new shirana that has entered the world of Tayag Mitzvahs, correct? You see, you have to understand, all the dinim at the end of Sefer Mitzvah also go there. Didn't board, didn't this, didn't shore, didn't this. They're all the same, shalodun, okay? And tomb is also like that, okay? And so is our forest of dog. But this is not the case at all. Okay? Okay, so now we're going to get started, okay? So I would say like this. The Rambam's Mechadish, when you have a parasha, and the Torah at the beginning of the parasha is merames that this is kulo, some conglomerate, okay? Which are not disparate actions, we say, and even though these disparate actions, the tzivuyim, we say the tzivuyim are not the disparate actions, we say the tzivuyim are the overarching idea which the Torah introduces the parasha with. And somehow you might even be able to extrapolate, even though there's a law on the mice itself, okay, Because you'll notice something. Hello. When you open up to Samuch. Let's see, Samuch. There's Samuch Gimel. Samuch Gimel. Okay. Samuch Gimel is an Alama. Okay, isn't it? The Alama, the Amala. So it's the, but it's a Chmaisa Ila. Shinitztavinu is the bona fide Tzivui Maisa Ila. Samuch Dalet. Hu Tzivui? Shinitztavinu. Shehe Maisa Kolbim. And that's an Alama. Amala. Samuch Hei. Again, Tzivtztavinu Shehe Maisa Kolbim Oshom. And that's in the Alama. Okay. Samuch Vav, Shizir Shei Maisa Zevach HaShlamim. And that's an Alama. So somehow, you do an amazing thing. Since the whole is equal to the sum of its parts, or greater, whatever it is, somehow, the Remez, the Hirok Klolis, which is on this, can take upon itself the becoming a Tzivui Muchlat. It's an Alama. But if what you want to call it, you have to call it the Maisa Chatas, the Maisa Ola. Okay? That's very important, correct? Okay. Now, that is point one. Okay? That was my first point. I think that's very clear. Okay? Everything is very clear, and we'll come. I don't know if we'll come to this today or maybe next week. We still have no clue what the Rambam wants from us to make us, correct? But to this point, it's mamish great. The Rambam says an Alma, here's a Shurana, because the Shurana is here. He's talking about the Shurana, okay? See, if you look at the thing, he's talking about the Shurana as you look at it as an isolated phenomenon. The Horok Klolos is certainly Shrana. And you look at the Chalokim as an isolated phenomena, as isolated phenomena, okay? They're disparate Tzivuyim. Okay? Correct? So he can call it Shrana here, he can call it Shrana, he can call it everything else, he can call them Amar, correct? However, when it comes to Minyan HaMitzvos, he tells you the same. That somehow the Tzivui Klolos takes upon itself whole new vistas and becomes a bona fide Tzivui.
Well, it makes a little more compatible to Vasil HaMikdash.
What?
It makes a little more compatible to Vasil HaMikdash.
No, but the Vasil HaMikdash, you're not doing anything. You see the two issues over here. You could have said that Nosli Mikdash, all you see is that when you have a Tzivu Klolos and it has many Chalokim, you count the Tzivu Klolos and not the Chalokim, correct? But this nuance and the way he introduces it, that it's a Shurana, you don't see. Unless you can do something. Okay? Is that, I don't know if it's for today, but we'll see. Okay. But just there, I would like to do something. I like it to be not that, wow, this was a chap, or you know, it's almost like, I tell you things out. But it should be so clear that, Dashtet Rambam. Like the same way the Shran, the whole thing was so clear, Dashtet Rambam, correct? Okay. So far, I don't think I've said anything that, is controversial. Okay? Now, like this. L'cheira, said Dov Poshet, that Sherish Yud Beis is a hemshich of Sherish Yud Aleph, because he uses the same Arabic word. He used the same Arabic word, jazz, to tell you that she'ein moinim chelke ha-mitzvah, the chelke ha-mitzvah is the Arabic of jazz. And that's what he says. Here, it's not talking about chelkei ha-mitzvah, but it's chelkei asiya. So it is the yisayid of the shtu chalokim, she'ein monin chalokim, but she'ishir aleph is chelkei ha-mitzvah, and cherish your base is chalke asiyah. And the chalke asiyah is the maisa kol mesuyim in chalke your base, in cherish your base. But you see, In Sheirish Yud Aleph, it's very clear that it's one mitzvah. Okay? It's very clear it's one inyan. The question is, to be moined separately or not? Okay? Here, the chiddush is you take something which you could imagine is separate tzivuyim and you put it together to make a whole new chalom. For example, Maisa Chalitza, the Chalokim are not the Maisa. He says later on in the Sheirish, K'moy Omroi Yis'ale B'Chalitza V'Cholza Na'aloi V'Yorka B'Fonov. The onsa, the omro, the cholta na'aloi, the yorka lefonov, the onsa, the omro, ukmo shemitz chalitza achas, v'lo nimna chalitza urikika ukriya acha shamakubitz memehi ma'ase, the ma'ase chalitza, v'hi mitzvah achas. Kmo kein lo yimne v'yatzakto le'a shemen v'samto le'a levoyna b'melech timlach v'heinif v'hegish v'komatz v'hiktir. Aside, hello, interesting is when you look at the minyan akotze and Reish Yud Zayin. See, this whole idea that is set up, this idea of Maisa Chalitza, you know, it started here and ended over here. Because you don't find it in Asay Reish Yud Zayin, and you don't find it in the Minyan HaKotzer in Reish Yud Zayin. And you don't find the Mishnah Torah called Maisa Chalitza. It's called Chalitza. Okay. See, here we have a clear description of the difference. But the question is, so what is it? What's going on? Okay? Is that correct? You know, it's like over here. Okay? And even in Mikdash also you find the same thing. It's Chmaisa. It's called Binyan. Okay, maybe over there you might be able to wing it. Okay? We'll see. Okay. But here, you don't have.
Chalitza is, you have to do several maisim to achieve a result.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that he's quoting I didn't say anything. I just read the Rambam. Kmo omo
yisal es chalitza. It's not like Tyrus Hametzora we were talking about. You have to do this, 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 and this. And
I don't know. We'll see. I didn't say anything. I just read the words. I was very careful.
What were you trying to get at?
Just trying to say that he has three pulois, three tzivuyim, and from that he extrapolates a hira called, or a tziv, something called chalitza. Correct? That's what he does. And he compares that and extrapolates from that the same thing should be a mincha. Correct? Correct? Nothing more, nothing less. Now, let's see what the chilukim are. Between Sherish Aleph and Sherish Beis. In Sherish Aleph, and Sherish Yud Aleph, we put, it's a very strange thing, because the Torah doesn't say that you should be maki yourself. The Torah lists disparate points in Hekem Mitzera, this, 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 and this, right? And we call that the mitzvah of Hekem Mitzera. Correct. And in Tyrus of Mitzrayim, the Torah says this, 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 and this. It doesn't say, the Torah. And we have no problems, right? And we make it into one clear mitzvah, correct? And that the Rambam says, when it's ma'akvin zu'azu, or it's one tachlis, no, that's the paradigm you use to make it into one mitzvah. Okay. So, since it has the makom zuazu, it has one tachlis, so we know, mitzvah achas, in Shalom Yisrael. Correct? Here, in Sherish Yud Beis, there's no discussion. We're not seeing in the first in Sherish Yud Aleph, we take the various tzivuyim together, and we have no problems from mechadesh et tzivuy from everything together, and the tzivuy muchot. And the reason why I have no problem is because it's makvin zuazu, and it's one tachlis, so in Mela, it's all one thing. Here, it's just the opposite. Here, we need a hira'a beforehand to tell you that this conglomerate hangs together. And then we go about to machadish what's going on. But without the hira'a before, you would have clearly said that these are disparate acts. There's no discussion over here about makvin zuazu, and there's no discussion here in the Sherish about tachlis. Even though you might claim that the discussion about the mikdash, when he talks about what is the purpose of a kilu, you don't know what he's quoting this for. We'll see about this. That's not the issue. Okay. Okay, so these things, the only thing that hangs it together, excuse me, the improper grammar, okay, that pulls it together, that combines it, is only the law. In Yud Aleph, since the Makvizu is Zu, the Tachlis Achas, there's no problem to take from the pieces of the puzzle and to make it into one mitzvah. Okay? We're still hanging in there. Okay. Now, etzem, you could have even imagined that in Sherish Yud Aleph is really logically one thing, and you might have even needed Babas Achas. The Hekem Mitzecha is all the things together. Okay? Even Lekichas Dalad Minim logically require one Lekicha, but the Chiddush is that since it's Mefarlev of this and this, it becomes one Lekicha. Okay? And you would have imagined the same thing in Tyrus and Mitzera, where just the problem is we're going to have to deal with it because the Ram goes out of his way talking about Giluach. And we don't know how that fits in because the Giluach is not together with it. Okay? The Tzitzis, you have no problem that it's together. The Bezichen and the Shulchan and the Lechem Aponim is together. So it really is one thing. It's one thing. It's Makvin Zuizu, Tachlis Echot. No problem. It could be this might even be the answer to Kriyishma. Because Kriyishma is Makvin Zuizu to make it to do with this. Because never was an issue of making Kriyishma into Chativ Achas. And because it never was a basachet, there was one issue. It's just one mitzvah, say Krishma, and you do it twice. You do it twice a day, and it's there's not an issue of making one pool. To me, them also the same thing. But I'm about to equate the whole thing.
I mean, Tyrus and Mitzvah is not one pool, it's one pool.
You take, what you do is, you have the mayim, and the thing, the Tyrus and Mitzvah is to take the eighth Eretz Yisrael, and the tzipor, the achaya, and to dip it in, and to spray it. That's what it is. Okay? And really, the mission we're talking about, Abadvor, Makvin, Zuzu, and those are the Abadvor. The Ram, with a shesh of what? How many we're talking about? But the Makvin, Zezer, we're only talking about that. Correct? But in Sherish Yud Beis, they're things that logically are a succession of actions. Even in Chalitza, you have Kriya Rekika, and Kriya Rekika Chalitza, three separate performances, okay? And also, the Nakma Akvin Zuzu, and that's Mufush. In Rambam. In Yibam Chalitza. So we're not trying to mitzaref them to become one ma'isa. We're trying to be one mitzvah, one chtiva achas, one pu'ula, but we're trying to have disparate actions coming under a group with a hero before becoming a mitzvah. There's a whole new thing going on. I could have added to this, okay, that basically what's going on in Sherish Yud Aleph, it's really one pasuk. Okay. In Tyrus of Seri, we'll talk about this later, but here in the Mice in Sherish Yud Beis, it's Kamet Tzivuim Mikra, and there's a whole parsha which is Metaya, the Mice, or the Seder of the Asiya. So that's what goes on over here. Since there's a whole parsha and there's a conglomerate of performances which are not Bizman Echad, there's no reason per se to assume that they're connected. So comes the Shirano and connects the two. Okay? comes the Shan and connects the two. And once you have that, and they're all connected, so then the Tzepet Chalokim could empower the Tzivut Klolos, which really was a Shran al Chatchila, to become an Alamo. And we have a bona fide Tzivut. So whole different thing. It's really Chalokim, but conceptually, in terms of Minyan HaMitzvos, it's a very different thing going on. And that is Loshen of the Rambam is like this, is Lases. For example, you open up in Hilchos Maisa Kobonis in the Protei Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Mincha is La'asos kol mincha kiseide ma'aseho haksuvim b'Torah. So you have a seide ma'asim l'chera. It's not one thing. It's a conglomerate of pulis. En oila la'asos oila ki ma'aseho haksuvim malas al haseide. Then he calls it seide achatos and seide oshim. And say that shalom. Okay? So that's gewaltig. So that is the case. He's very clear in Sefer Mitzvahs. There's who law before. Hishis Ivonu, Samar Gimel, Hishis Ivonu, Bamaisa Kobod Oyla, who Shia called Kobod Oyla. So there's Oyla Kobonoi. That's the law. The Chatas happens to be two parashas. And he should see Vonu, Shia Maisa Kobon Achatas, Altoya Niska, Eze Chatas Shetia, whatever it is. And it might be a separate mitzvah. Who Omer Yisale Zeis Teres Achatos Umavur Gam Kain Shome Vayiko Echi Shochet Vieze Dove Yisov Mimeno Vieze Dove Yochel. Okay. Samachay. He should be one of Shia Maisa Kobon Oshem Altea Aniska Vayiko Vyomoy Vizeis Teres Oshem. So that is Teres Oshem is the Hurrah. And then the Torah tells you how to do it. Ubeya kosum, echi korev, umayi sorev, mimenu, umayi ochel, mimenu. Okay? Then, in Korban Shlomim, b'shtei parashis, and in some of Vav, he says, Yvon, shiye maise zevach ha-shlomim, al Torah niska, v'im zevach kol shlomim korbonoi, okay? V'yom o'oi la shlomim sa maise, zevach shlomim korbonoi, and then it has the other part, zeis, so you put the two things together, you make the whole conglomerate one mitzvah. Korba mincha is also like that. Samar zayin. He should have shiye maisa mincha al teya niska b'min mineh. V'uamo yisala v'nefesh ki yakiv korba mincha l'ashem. V'im mincha al machves v'im mincha al macheshes v'uamo l'ashlom es ha-maisa v'zayis teres ha-mincha. I mean, according to each one of the mice, as we mentioned before. So I would have said, after all this said, I would have added another one into this group, this family. Say the mice Yom Kippur. The Protei Mitzvahs, in Hilchos Avodah Shel Kippurim, Mitzvahs Asei Achas, V'hi shi'ase ma'ase yom ha-kippurim kulo al ha-seide. Kamo shekosu v'pashat achre mois. Ha-kobonus v'viduyim v'shiluch ha-soye v'shach ha-avoyda. Gvaldik. Okay? He doesn't mention here, but I'm not sure, you know, what. Okay? So, we don't understand that the word Seder b'chalitza and the word Seder or Maiseh by Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not mentioned in Mishneh Torah and Inyan HaMitzvos. It's only here. And the question is how serious he is about the two, or it's only a sad litchol to be doiche the Bahag. Okay? Now, we're ready to get started here, but this will have to spill in the next week, and we'll probably pick it up. Kagoin Omrei V'Osali Mikdosh. Zuzu Mitzvah Achas Michlal HaMitzvahs in Minyan HaMitzvahs, from the clothes of the Minyan Tayag. V'hi Shiyelonu. In Koach translation, each one have a different thing on it. Bayis miyuot, v'elav tia pnia, that's what he translates it. Ubo tia krova, ubo yia kibbutz mawadim. So this looks like a matorah. The Ram quotes it in three places, but changes the matorah a little bit. The Ram quotes this Maise in Aseichov, you look in the beginning, and in Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Each one with a little change. Okay? I want to maintain that the Ram is going to quote over here this story, or this whatever he talks about, he's not calling it Tachlis really, just, you know, he mentions so agav, you don't get the impression that Tachlis is important, each one by Mekoymai, for all different reasons. Let me just ask you something, just to get us started. What is the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash? Is the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash the Maisasiya? Or the mitzvah is that we should have a Beis HaMikdash, including the Asiya as part of it? So look at me, it sounds like Kiris, okay? But if you look in the Rambam, in Asei Chof, and also in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, okay, he talks about to make the Mikdash, okay? Now, let's go back and read this story again. Kegoin Omroi V'Osoli Mikdosh Shezu Mitzvah Achas Michlala Mitzvahs V'hi Sheyehye Lonu Beis Miyuad. What's Sheyehye Lonu? What is it? Is it the Asiya? Or it's the Mitzias that we have a Beis HaMikdosh? And for some reason over here, which we'll talk about, in the Shurashim, he finds it's very important to say that it's Sheyehye. He's not only talking about the Matar, he's redefining what the mitzvah is. And if you look at it over there, he says the mitzvah is to make it, right? And he calls it Beis Avodah, probably that's his translation. Abada. Beis Avodah. Yeah. Lasses, what do you say, Lasses?
Lasses
Beis Avoida. Lasses Beis Avoida. He says, yeah, Lono. Beis Miuad, or whatever. Beis Muchan. In Frankl's children, Beis Muchan. So we have to understand what's happening over here. Okay? Now, let's continue. Here in Sherish Beis, the Rambam's talking about Klolei Minyan HaMitzvos, correct? And the subject matter over here is whether we're moina ko chelik b'chelik b'nifrad or the mitzvah klolos, correct? Is one mitzvah or kama mitzvahs, correct? Is the mitzvah called the binyan beis hamikdash? Asiyas shulchan, asiyas menorah, correct? So the Rambam holds, and we'll see about this more, that you can be moichiach from this matoris hamitzvah, that the mitzvah is the mitzvah kolos, not the chalke hamitzvah. Okay, he's using this to show you, because this matara, or this whatever it is, you can't imagine it from each chelik mechelik by itself. You can imagine it from conglomerate. So he's using this to prove that it's one mitzvah. Okay? But you understand yourself, that can't be the point in mitzvah chof. Because there, in Aseh chof, minyan mitzvahs, he's not trying to tell you whether he counted as 1 or 10. He's trying to tell you that it's a mitzvah. Okay. And I think the answer to that is, and this is not, I think we should go to the mitzvah of the Reim, doesn't count in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, in the mitzvahs. Because as the Ramban basically might be ready to say, you know, he talks about the Kalim as a Heksha, comes all the Heksha to do Avodah. And the mitzvah is Avodah. It's Agdoma. Okay? And the Rambam's trying to tell you that it's just the opposite. Because it is a mitzvah in itself. And the mitzvah is to have this place where this mitzvah is done, that mitzvah is done, that mitzvah is done. But he's trying to explain that it's a mitzvah minyan. Okay. We have to understand what he wants in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Because in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the issue is not minyan mitzvahs. Of, you count one or many, or about it's Agdoma or not Agdoma. We have to know what this is. Okay. Now, the next question I want to deal with is how the Rambam deals with this issue of Hira. Okay? And that's Mezer Shem will pick up next week. Because it's the Chatzivu Mefurish and the whole discussion about Hira. So what happened here? Say it.